So does our inspiration always correlate with our inclination? Not necessarily. And when it doesn't, that can be a cause of great frustration. Suppose I have no singing ability and I have great desire to sing. Then what will happen? We have to realistically assess. There are some certain things which are learnable. But there are certain abilities which we may just have so less in this lifetime that we may have that desire to learn, but we have to postpone that desire to next lifetime. So we have to be realistic. Because sometimes what happens, what we consider our inspiration may not necessarily have sprung from our inclination. It may just have sprung from someone else who was doing that activity and that person inspired us. What happens often, inspiration sometimes is misapplied as imitation. It is because say, some person inspires me, so I have to become like that person. Yes, it's true, but that is in principle, that is not in form. Suppose some devotee who was also a very good singer inspired me in the early days of my bhakti. That does not mean that to become like that devotee, I have to become a very good singer. No, a devotee's essence is the heart that loves Krishna. And that's what I should try to describe. And I express that in my own way. So, whether we have the inclination for that for which we have an inspiration, that we have to realistically evaluate. That means, how do we realistically evaluate? First of all is, we do apply ourselves, even if we don't have ability right now. We apply ourselves to learning that. And do it for a particular amount of time. Maybe 1 month, 3 months, 6 months, whatever, depending on the specific skill. And then evaluate how much improvement has been there. And it's good to have some senior devotees who are also good in that field, who can also evaluate our improvement. And then we can decide whether this is the field where I can improve and I can contribute. Or whether there is some other field where I may be more talented and where I am able to contribute more effectively. So it's not necessary that all inspiration that we have that necessarily reflects our inclination. We have to find out whether that inspiration is backed by the necessary abilities. And if it is not, that is not a disqualification for bhakti. That may be a disqualification for a particular form of devotional service. But it's not a disqualification for bhakti. We can find out some other way in which we can serve Krishna. And we can keep going forward now. Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.